your Saturday morning tradition, Rosie on the House. It's the 10 o'clock hour of the Rosie on the House program. 9 o'clock hour, we always try and do open line, whatever questions you have. We try and take all the questions on all the topics and give the best guidance and direction that we can. In the 10 o'clock hour, we always try and pick a particular topic and kind of drill down deep. This is for the serious homeowners that want to go past the freshman level of home ownership and home maintenance and home improvement and move farther along in their graduate degree program of knowing really the right way to do things. So we bring in experts in the 10 o'clock hour and visit down deep on different topics. And this particular hour, we're going to be talking about how to keep a remodeling job on schedule. But before we bring in our guest expert, I want to give all you boys and girls a real big heads up. Mother's Day is just around the corner. What have you been planning to do to get your mother appropriately recognized and honored? I can tell you that at RosieOnTheHouse.com, we've had a series of blogs the last few weeks that might give you some really, really good ideas. We have a blog that talks about 7 ways to really get tough on dust and dirt in your home for spring cleaning. Maybe there's something in that article that would motivate you or guide you or instruct you into giving your mom just a really deep clean around the house and take it to a depth and a level of cleanliness that, she's not accustomed to living in. So that would be one blog. There's also another blog there on storing things. Great ways for just being able to keep things more organized. There's 12 tips there on just storage ideas that you might be able to incorporate and make the junk drawer just a little bit less cluttered. There's also one on there, 6 ideas for improving your backyard. Ideas for, giving mama more private, luxurious little retirement spot in that backyard arena. So those are just some of the blogs you'll find at Rosie on the House. We'll be posting one next week about specific things you can do for your mother coming up on Mother's Day. And then sometime in this hour, you've got some Diamondback tickets you want to give away, right?
Ooh, we better do that. Yes, I meant to do that last hour. Thank you.
Okay. How are we going to do it? Do
you know there yet? Was a trivia question in the newsletter.
Oh.
So that'll give people who haven't had a chance to read the newsletter to go in and read it and find the answer if you don't know it. We put it in there. These are premier seats to the Diamondbacks. They're right above the dugout. 13 rows. So we thought, let's make sure we get it to the Diamondbacks fans. So we put some Diamondbacks trivia in there.
Oh, good. Good, good.
And you just listen for your cue to text the answer. And then at that cue, we'll take everyone that texts in with the next 5 minutes, and we'll just pick at random the winner.
Very good. Okay.
We throw a lot of easy softball giveaways, but these were some really good seats, and we want to make sure we got them to someone that really appreciates and follows the Diamondbacks.
All right. And again, you get the newsletter by going to the website, RosieOnTheHouse.com, and subscribe to it. And then it'll come in your email box every Thursday.
Every Thursday. Preview of Saturday's broadcast. We highlight new partners that have joined the network. Today we highlight Get the Lint Out, LELINT, like dryer lint. They're based in Sedona, service Sedona, Oak Creek, Verde Valley area. And is a retired New York cop who loves the program, has seen the firsthand what a clogged dryer vent can do as it relates to fire. And
it's a big fire hazard.
Number one cause of fires in the homes is the dryer lint heating up and igniting and starting a fire. So this is his retirement. So I want to do this next 15, 20 years as long as I'm able. And I want to be part of Rosie on the House. We went through the screening process. He's joined, come on board, and we're happy to have him. Get the lint out.
Well, the network is certainly doing its share of growing here the last 12 to 16 months, and it looks like it's going to continue the next 12 to 16 months. So we're excited about that, so we can provide you, the Arizona homeowners, the best contractors that have been ROSI certified and vetted, and we're trying to do it in more and more communities. So it's statewide powerful, but it's locally focused. It's the best contractors right in your neighborhood. And I'd like to bring one of those guys into the conversation now. I'd like to bring my friend and ROSI certified remodeling contractor from Prescott, Mr. Tom Riley. The company's called Renovations, and he's been remodeling homes in Prescott since the Anasazi were in the area. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, ROSI. How are you?
Good, good. What a beautiful Saturday morning in central and northern Arizona this morning, isn't it?
Well, it is nice out. The temperature is nice. It's windy as old get out here, though.
We haven't seen the wind in Flagstaff, so it hasn't made its way across the plains of the Chino Valley area yet, but I guess it's coming.
Well, we've got it. If you need some, let me know.
All right. Well, I've asked Tom to join me this morning because in the world of remodeling, as I travel the country, as we take phone calls at our office, as I'm talking with homeowners that are contemplating projects or just in the middle of projects or trying to get to the back end and the finish end of a project, the schedule is always that big, black, dark monster that seems to destroy and eat up every remodeling job. So I wanted to invite Tom in this morning, and just over his years of remodeling in the Yavapai County area, the Prescott and Quad City area, you know, what are some of the tips you've seen, Tom? Well, the jobs that do get finished on time, what are the common denominators of those jobs?
Well, a lot of it you pointed out in your blog, and that is trying to get as many selections and as all the materials together before you start the job. So biggest thing for us usually and biggest lead times can be plumbing fixtures and also kitchen cabinets. Our cabinet guys sometimes are out 4 to 6 weeks. So what we do is we usually get our due dates and make sure that the cabinet guy has started his project before, you know, started on our project before we start going in and tearing out anybody's kitchen. So having everything together beforehand is really, really helpful. Another thing that I find helpful, that we find helpful is, you know, if there aren't changes being made. And we use a software system called CoConstruct. That basically we lay out the schedule on that. We have it's a communication system, a scheduling system, and a specifications or a selection quantification system. And with those three things in place with CoConstruct, we invite the homeowners to be a part of that software. So they'll get constant reminders like the deadline's coming up for you to choose your kitchen sink or to choose the paint color for the bathroom or whatever it may be. And they'll get the email reminders that we need to get this color done, we need to get this thing done, and that's in the schedule. It helps the homeowners keep on track, and it helps us in the business end keep on track too, because it reminds us as well that certain things, certain milestones need to be met and certain decisions need to be made for the project to be able to keep on schedule. So that is another help that we've had.
You know, a lot of times homeowners are so anxious to get the project started, they're so passionate about getting into the process that they beg us to start before we know it's the right time. Well, can't you just get in here and start the demolition?
Yeah, we get that too, and we usually work with people as we work through the design process. We consistently remind folks that, you know, we need to get this, these are the things that we need to have in place before we will start your job. Most folks understand that, you know, they don't want us going and tearing out their kitchen and then waiting 3 weeks for the kitchen cabinets to show up. And we try to explain that to folks, and they usually get it.
Yeah, they do. I'll tell you, we've had a few clients over the years. We've literally had to beg. No, just trust us. We can't start now. You know, every day we start now is a day in the middle of the job. You're going to see nothing get done. And that makes us look bad. That wears on your patience, and it's a very fertile ground, conditions conducive for us for getting very mad at each other, and that's not the key to this remodeling project. We want to be your hero the day we start it, but we really want to be your hero the day we finish it, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, what, absolutely.
Yeah, and in the way of making select, other thing I tell people is communication is key, and your co-construct software develops a homeowner's portal that he can go in and see what his obligations are for keeping the job on schedule. I've got to make the faucet schedule selection by this date. I've got to make the light fixture selection by this date, the color paint selection by this date. These are all things that need to be communicated on an ongoing basis. I encourage people all the time, talk to your remodeling contractor and try and find out if there isn't a time every week that you can meet at the same time, Tuesday at 7 o'clock in the morning, and let's just have a weekly meeting about what got done last week and what's going to get done next week and who's responsible for helping us stay on schedule. And boy, just that open line of communication accomplishes so much.
That is a great idea. And I think that, you know, most of our homeowners, if they're there and they're on site, we engage them just about every day.
And you know what? Tom, that's what I want to talk to you. We're going to need to break here in just a few seconds. And when I come back, I know that in the Yavapai area that you operated, you do a lot of luxury second homes. So I'm curious, in particular, what are your tips for homeowners as it relates to keeping the project on schedule when they're not on site every day?